Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about David French and also Curtis Chang speaking at Tim Keller's church. Now, Tim Keller's dead, but this is his church. This is a direct reflection of his legacy, if nothing else. And David French, very prominent individual promoted by the world to influence Christians. So we're going to be talking about him speaking at Tim Keller's church, what this means, because both of these Tim Keller's legacy and David French are very much in the conversation as of late, in part because of Megan Bastian's book, but also because of the actions of David French, which we're going to talk about in a second. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over our Patreon-like system, evangelicaldarkweb.org /join. But the least you can do is like this video and subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. Big announcement is my upcoming book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, is now available for pre-order. It's been so long, but it is finally here. September 10 is the published date. But until then, you can pre-order it at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. The Amazon link is in the description below. And like I said, the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel. Now, this is the latest update on David French. He endorsed Kamala Harris and, you know, for president, Tim Walz for vice president. He is on board with this ticket. It is not surprising because David French is a stalwart for gay rights, trans and kids, you know, branch Kavanaughism. This guy is as liberal as someone can sell out to become as liberal as he is. Like, the dude's a complete sellout. He's given up his, you know, National Review level conservatism to be a liberal columnist for the New York Times. And I'm sure that's come with some hefty financial incentives as well. But nonetheless, this is someone who is sold out. He got Trump derangement syndrome really bad. And if you look at his endorsement post for Kamala Harris, his biggest policy issue is Ukraine, which the people who care about Ukraine really don't understand friend-enemy distinction. Ukraine is about, the politicians care about Ukraine because they've been laundering money in Ukraine for several years. And because they have a vested interest, not, you know, in America, but in their own pocketbooks, they are willing to go to the mattresses to prop up their Ukrainian regime. This is so much the case that they impeached Donald Trump when he tried to look into the corruption that was going on in Ukraine. They impeached him over that to protect their interest. Because if Joe Biden were investigated, all of them could be on the hook for their corruption. So David French supporting Ukraine being his policy position for jumping onto the Kamala Harris bandwagon is unsurprising, but some pretty weak sauce. So this is the event at Tim Keller's church, Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City. This is the West Side campus. It is a multi-campus. I would probably consider it a mega church, even though it's not your stereotypical mega church. But nonetheless, this is Tim Keller's large, prominent PCA church that is hosting David French and Curtis Chang. And here's what this is about. And you see it in the logo there. It's the in the background of the graphic. After Party is the joint venture of Curtis Chang, David French, and Russell Moore. Now, Russell Moore is not speaking at this event, but these three are part of this organization called the After Party, which is funded by some leftist billionaires. The Rockefeller Foundation, I believe, is the primary factor in funding this. They gave them a grant so that they can teach evangelicals on politics. And so why do liberal billionaires, liberal big money, why do they want to influence evangelicals on politics? It's because they want evangelicals to become liberals. Because we are, you know, white evangelicals especially are the lone bulwark holding back America from moral insanity. So, it makes sense that they would want to infiltrate and subvert this key demographic so they can run rampant and just stomp the throats out of America for their liberal agenda. Nothing surprising about that. David French being a sellout is on board with this. Russell Moore being a whore is on board with this. And Curtis Chang, being who he is definitely on board with this. And they're doing this at Tim Keller's church. Tim Keller was theologically liberal, very woke. I would not consider him an inerrantist. And he was also very bad on the issue of homosexuality, by the way. But anyway, this is his church doing this. This is a direct impact, you know, directly in line with the legacy of David French. This is a very unsurprising development with David French's church. This is also the same church that had a vaccine, a medical apartheid in 2021 over the vaccine. They had like a section that you couldn't sit in. Not the same exact campus, though. It was a different campus, but nonetheless, same church did this. So, very unsurprising development, and they're going to talk about bridging the political divide. And by the way, they're charging $20 for this event. $20. You have to pay to watch this nonsense. That's just pretty embarrassing if you do that. So, that is the latest update on Tim Keller's legacy, which is getting a lot of scrutiny lately, and rightfully so. Tim Keller was a baddie. He is someone who has advanced a lot of the bad stuff we're seeing in the church today. The critical race theory that ran rampant through, you know, in the early 2020s, and really the last decade as well. I mean, I think the church went woke during the Obama administration. We realized it during the Trump administration. And during this Biden administration, we've actually pushed it back some. We've made considerable progress pushing it away. But Tim Keller was instrumental in this. The Gospel Coalition was instrumental in this. And then, obviously, we have the gay agenda in the church. Tim Keller, the Gospel Coalition, very instrumental in that as well. So it's not surprising that they're bringing on David French, Russell Moore's partner in this ministry, by the way, and then Curtis Chang as well. So that's the latest update on David French and Tim Keller's legacy. That's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, this is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.